إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Beloved brothers and sisters, our topic for tonight is fortification or protection against the shaitan after the month of Ramadan. As you know, dear brothers and sisters, that shaitan is back in business and he is operating in full power, and the target is us. The target is us. His target and his goal is to achieve a complete destruction for our souls and be his companions in the hell fire. And the most dangerous notion is that that one may have is to think that this is a theoretical topic. Dear brothers and sisters, believe it or not, there are many problems from which we suffer on daily basis, the cause of which is shaitan, and we don't know. Many times we witness some two brothers who are close to each other, and all of a sudden they cut off relationship with one another without realizing that it is the shaitan who caused this separation between both of them. A husband and wife who have lived with one another for 20 years, 25 years, all of a sudden they cut off relationship, and they don't know that it is their response to the whispers and suggestion of the shaitan, and their unawareness of the plan of that the shaitan has to destroy their marriage, that caused this separation or divorce. Therefore, dear brothers and sisters, it is very important to realize how relevant this subject to our daily lives. Well, you know what is the problem? The problem is that shaitan is invisible. This is the problem. And because we don't see him, we don't feel him, we don't, okay. We become complacent concerning the shaitan and his plans for us. Dear brothers and sisters, as I said in the khutbah yesterday, that the first and the foremost way to fortify ourselves against the shaitan is to fulfill the obligations of abudiyah, of our servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Entering into the realm of the servitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what cut off us from the shaitan and what protect us from the whispers of the shaitan, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Inna ibadi laysa laka alayhim sultan." Indeed, my servants, you have no power, no authority over them. And this implies full compliance with the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and abstinence from the prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and this is in confirmation of this point, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, indeed, this is my way straight, so follow it and do not follow other paths, other ways, because they will lead you astray. They will lead you away. They have swerved you away from the straight path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has illustrated this ayah in one drawing where he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew a straight line, and from that straight line other paths and lines are branch out, and he said, this is the straight path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and these are different paths
and at the and upon every path there is a shaitan who is inviting people to it. So it's very clear, either the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the different ways of the devils. And you can see this in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أُدْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Enter, O you who believe, submit to the commands of Islam as a whole. Okay, do not just divide Islam and say that I will comply with these rules and regulations and I will not comply with the others. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ, and do not follow the footsteps of shaitan, as though that the matter is either to enter into the realm of Islam in totality or to follow the footsteps of the shaitan. This is a matter that we mentioned yesterday, and we gave some more details today. The second means of fortification is to seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this take different forms, as we talked about yesterday, that tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one of the forms of seeking the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is one of the forms of servitude toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we mentioned how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala suffices the person who rely upon him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect him from any evil, even if the whole world gathered together and planned and plotted in order to inflict harm upon him. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses something else, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will is what must pass. So this is one form of isti'ana billah, seeking the help of Allah. The other form is isti'ana, and we talked in general term about isti'ana, to seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seeking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a specific dua. This is what, when we say a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, we are supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are seeking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and protection in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now there are many situations where we are instructed to make isti'adha, and this is inshallah something that we are going to talk about today. That, okay, we said isti'adha, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. What are those situations in which we are commanded or instructed to seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the devil? And this is an open question, inshallah, for all of us. When should we seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the shaitan? At all times, yes, but there are specific situations. The Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam specified for seeking that protection of isti'adha. It is something, yes? This is number one. فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. This is number one. Before you read the Quran, you seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the accursed devil. Now, why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instruct us to seek refuge in him before reading the Quran? And this is an open question too. Why? Brothers, ancestors, Quran is a source of cure. It is a cure. And shaitan is a source of whispers and lusts and ill intentions. All these things come to us, these evil thoughts, the suggestion of sinful acts and ill intentions comes to us from the shaitan. So it's like someone who has an infection on his hand that has pus. What the doctor does before he put antibiotic on this, what does he do?
Cleaning
cleans it. So this is what we do. We say أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. To put antibiotic over the pus would reduce the effectiveness of this cure, and therefore he cleans it. He makes sure that it cleans it's cleansed properly, and then he applies that medicine. So when we say أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, we are cutting off the source of these whispers, these suggestions, these over the evil thoughts that are donated to us by the shaytan, and having a soul that is ready to receive the cure, a soul that is ready to receive the benefit of the Quran. Another reason, the Quran is a source of guidance and knowledge, right? This is the source from which we gain our guidance and our knowledge. And again, Quran for our souls is like the water for a fertile land, or a soul for a body. And therefore, it's very important in order for the benefit of the Quran to dwell in the soul. You see, the difference between this point and the previous point is that the first point is talking about how we can benefit from the Quran. This second point is how can we retain this benefit? How can we keep it? How can this benefit of the Quran dwell in our heart so that we enjoy the benefit all of the time? We have to cut off the source of corruption and evil, and this is why we say أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. One more point about why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed us to say isti'adha before we read the Quran. You know, when we read the Quran, the angels draw closer to us. There are some ahadith that they keep drawing close to us until the angel put his mouth on the mouth of the human being. Okay, this is how close it is. So now this is a situation where we have we will inshallah be having angels, okay, and you see, angels and devils cannot really be in the same time at the same close to the same person, and therefore you know, we have to expel the devils in order to pave the way for the angels to come close to us. You know, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned some of the hadith of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listens to the reader of the Quran who has a beautiful voice in reciting the Quran. There are some scholars, they say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listens to the reader of the Quran more than someone who is obsessed by a certain singer and listening to that singer. So again, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listens carefully to us when we read the Quran, we need to expel away the shaitan by reading the Quran is like a private conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore we need to have the shaitan as far as possible from us. There are other points that can be mentioned, but I don't want to drift away from the main subject. So this is one situation where we are instructed to seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the shaitan. What are other situations that comes to your mind? Yes.
Salah.
After we read Siftah, we are instructed to say أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم من همزه ونفثه ونفخه. Again, dear brothers and sisters, the more beneficial the act of worship that we are about to engage in, the more intense the whisper of the shaitan, and the the attempt of the shaitan to divert us from that action. There is nothing more beneficial for us than salah and then reading Quran. And therefore shaitan tries his best to because shaitan first of all tried to take you away or divert you from doing what is right, what is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But once you decided to do what is right, what is good, what is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will try his best to divert you away from benefiting from that act of worship. And therefore, in salah, we are instructed to seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the accursed devil. Also, if we feel whispers of the shaitan while we are praying, we are instructed at that point. So before we start reading Al-Fatiha and after Dua Al-Istiftah, we say A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajeem. But during the Salah itself, if we feel that there is interference, there are whispers of shaitan, that there is someone who is just keep cutting off for us our reading, our prayer, it is the sunnah also to seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the shaitan. There is a specific shaitan, he's called what is his name? Khinzib, okay, who comes and his main goal is to interfere with your prayer. And therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed us to say A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajeem and to blow three times on our left side, like say A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajeem, and do that. Now why do we do that? Because this is the sunnah to do that. Does it look strange? It may look strange to some people, but this is related to alamul ghayb. This relates to people who believe in al ghayb. And if Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us to do that, we should take it without saying that this is the most effective way to drive the shaitan away from us. And this is what the Sahabi who narrated this hadith said, that I used to feel a lot of interruption and interferences in my prayer, and I went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he instructed me to do that. After I did it, the shaitan did not come yani bad. Now here is, do you remember any more situation? Yes, when you enter to the masjid, that's when you say, what do you say? Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah. اللهم افتح لي أبواب رحمتك أعوذ بالله العظيم وبوجه الكريم وسلطاني القديم من الشيطان الرجيم. Whoever says this when he enters the masjid, he will be protected from the shaitan all his day. Okay. What? Where else?
When the person yawns.
Do you have a hadith for this to support this hadith?
Okay.
So the one we know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed us to resist yawning, of not to allow ourselves to yawn, and he said that the shaitan enters into you when you yawn. Okay, and he instructed us to cover our mouth. But I don't recall any hadith that instructs us to say A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajeem. But if this is the case, I mean, we can learn, inshallah, from you. طيب. Any other situation? Yes. Ajima. MashaAllah. Okay. Well, yeah. This is when you make jima. Okay. You say Bismillah. Allahumma jannibni shaitan. Allahumma jannibni shaitan. Wa jannib shaitan ma razaqna. Okay. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you say this, your child will never be harmed by the shaitan. Okay? See, this is great. When you see a lot of children who are making a lot of problems, you know that their parents really forgot about this dua. طيب, what else? Yes.
What? Getting angry.
Yes, this is another situation. At the time of anger, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I know something that if this man said, this will remove whatever anger he has. And that is أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. At the time of anger, yes. Wudu? I don't know. Okay. What else? We are going to, but you know, we come to the masjid, we seek the protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala against the shaytan. And also when we come out from the masjid, it is the sunnah to say Bismillah, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, Allahumma iftah li abwaab fadlik, Allahumma asumni min ash-shaytan. So when you come in, I will go out. Both you seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the shaytan. There is a beautiful dua, and I really strongly recommend for you to memorize this dua because it's so comprehensive and so beneficial. And it was taught by Rasulullah to the best of men after prophets, and that is Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed the Abu Bakr as-Siddiq to say it in the morning and in the evening and before he sleeps. So three times. See how important this dua is. And this dua, in this dua there is a protection against all sources of evil and protection against all targets of evil, you see. So protection from being inflicted by any source of evil and being a delivery accessory to deliver this evil to any target that of evil. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Abu Bakr as-Siddiq to say Allahumma alim al-ghaybi wa shahada fatir as-samawati wal-ard rabb kulli shay'in wa malikahu ashhadu an la ilaha illa an a'udhu bika min sharri nafsi wa min sharri ash-shaytani wa ash-shirk وَأَنْ أَقْتَرِفَ عَلَى نَفْسِي سُوءًا أَوْ أَجُرَّهُ عَلَى مُسْلِمٍ. See how beautiful this dua. Let me try to translate inshallah. O Allah, the knower of the word that we can, the all-knower of both the word that we can witness and the word that is beyond our perception, the originator of the heavens and the earth, the Lord of all that exists and that its owner. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, I bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship but you. A'udhu bika min sharri nafsi, I seek refuge from you from the evil that is within myself. And wa sharri shaytani wa shirki, and the evil of the shaytan and his shirk. And there are some who make the tashkil wa sharaki min sharri shaytani wa sharaki, and sharaki is the trap. So it is seeking a refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the traps of the shaytan and his evil. Wa an aqtarifa su'an, and I seek refuge in you from committing evil myself or bringing that evil or inflicting another Muslim with that evil. So here is another time. Now, also one of the places where we were instructed to seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is when doubt comes in our mind about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that يَأْتِي الشَّيْطَانُ أَحَدَكُمْ فَيَقُولُ مَنْ خَلَقَ كَذَا مَنْ خَلَقَ كَذَا فَإِذَا بَلَغَ ذَلِكَ فَيَسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنْهُ وَلِيَنْتَهِي. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commands that if the shaytan comes and tells us who created this, who created that, and his purpose is to come to the wrong question, and that is who created Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's a wrong question because the fact we are saying that it is Allah, Allah is different and Allah is the creator of all that exists. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, let him stop, let him say a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim and not entertain these thoughts. Now during the night. And this is very important because sometimes I receive some complaints that some people they see like nightmares. And they wake up all of a sudden, okay, scared. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if
one of you wakes up scared from a dream, he should say أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من غضبه وعقابه وشر عباده و what is the rest of the dua? ومن هرجات الشياطين وأن يحضرون. Okay, the Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, if you say this dua, it will, you will never feel harm. If you wake up in the middle of the night and you are very scared, know that, you know, this is this dream, whatever you saw, the nightmare, if, is from the shaitan, and know that it will not harm you. You know, dreams are of different types. Some dreams are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and some dreams are from the devil. And the purpose of the devil is to التحزين والتخويف, to keep you sad, and to make you sad, and to scare you. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that you should say this dua, and in some hadith, let him blow on his left hand and ask Allah, seek Allah seek protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, فَلْيَبْسُقْ عَنْ يَسَارِهِ وَلْيَتَعَوَّذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ شَرِّهَا فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَضُرُّ. Let him spit on his left hand and ask Allah subhanahu, seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from its evil. Left side. No. And the other dua is to say, أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من غضبه وعقابه وشر عباده ومن هذات الشياطين وأن يحضرون فإنها لا تضر. تفضل يا.
Yeah, these are all beautiful dawa, but obviously since you're telling us about them, we don't know them. Is there a way to have them either on the website or a flyer for us?
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to request one of you. I'm recording this lecture. I'm request those people who are interested to transcribe this lecture, and we can put it all with all the means and ways of protection on the website, inshallah. But I need your participation. Okay. There are many booklets in Arabic, okay, that brother can provide for us, but we need also this information to reach our brothers who cannot speak Arabic language, inshallah. Okay? Yes.
Not to say this bad dream or nightmare to anyone else, because I heard that if you said it to someone, it might become true.
No. I don't know about the last part, that it will become true, okay? Because, but there is, yeah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if one of you see a dream that he does not lie, let him not tell it to anybody else. It is from the shaitan, and it will not harm him. See what I'm saying? So this is what one should know. Number one, if you see bad dream, first of all, you spit on your left side and say, "A'udhu billah min ash-shaytan, a'udhu billah, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protection from its evil," and you say the dua. This is very beautiful dua. And there is another narration where which instruct us to say the dua, say this dua before we sleep. And the dua is أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من غضبه وعقابه وشر عباده ومن همزات الشياطين وأن يحضرون. Very beautiful dua. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, if you say it during the night, you will be protected. Okay? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also told us that there is nothing better in seeking refuge in Allah from the shaitan than reciting the two surahs. What are the two surahs? Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq and Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَا عُقْبَةُ تَعَوَّذْ بِهِمَا فَمَا تَعَوَّذَ مُتَعَوِّذٌ بِمِثْلَيْهِمَا وَقَالَ وَسَمِعْتُهُ يَأُمُّنَا بِهِنَّ فِي الصَّلَاةِ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ أَقُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ Now, there is also a beautiful dua that one should learn. This is a must, a necessity, because it helps the person at the time of death. You know, the time of death is a time when the shaitan does his best. This is his last opportunity to die, to sway the person away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the straight path. That's it. Okay, he has a plan for every, he has a customized plan for every person. And you see, the time of death is the times when he does his best that the person does not die upon Islam. And this dua is Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hadam min al-hadmi wa a'udhu bika min al-taraddi wa a'udhu bika min al-gharaqi wal-haraqi wal-harami wa a'udhu bika an yatakhabbatani ash-shaytanu 'inda al-maut wa a'udhu bika an amuta fi sabilika mudbiran wa a'udhu bika an amuta ladhi'an. So this is a beautiful dua, inshallah, that we need all to memorize. Ladighan, what did I say? Okay. Ladighan. 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 Okay. Ladighan is someone who is stunned by a scorpion or some poisonous. Ladighan. Okay. لذيعاً لذيعاً نو لذيعاً اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الهدم وأعوذ بك من التردي وأعوذ بك من الغرق والحرق والهرم وأعوذ بك أن يتخبطني الشيطان عند الموت وأعوذ بك أن أموت في سبيلك مدبرا وأعوذ بك أن أموت لذيعاً. نعم. A beautiful dua that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم used to use to for protection for Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn, and that is أعوذ بكلمات الله التامة من كل شيطان وهامة ومن كل عين لامة. When you apply it to some child, you say أعيذك بكلمات الله التامة من كل شيطان وهامة من كل عين لامة. So these are some situations where the person say or seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the shaitan. Let me just summarize them for you, inshaAllah, quickly. Before we start reading the Quran, in the prayer, after the dua al-istiftah, and when the person feels whispers of the shaitan in the salah, and at anytime one feels doubts in his iman about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in the sabah, in the morning and the evening, that beautiful dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, and when one enters the masjid and when one go out of the masjid, when the person sees something that he hates during the night, when the person is afraid from jinn, okay, he should say also say أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. And the best protection is the two last surahs of the Quran, for fear from the whispers of the shaitan at the time of the death, to protect your children from the shaitan. And when the person is angry, and when the person hears نهيق الحمير, you know that نهيق الحمير, when he hears donkeys barking, but what who barked? The dogs bark? Who what the donkeys do? What braying? Okay, braying. Okay, so when you hear them, you say أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, because Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم says that this means that he has seen a devil. He has seen a devil. Because animals see things that we don't see. Okay, and hears things that we don't hear. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا سَمِعْتُمْ صِيَاحَ الدِّيَكَةِ فَاسْأَلُوا اللَّهَ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ فَإِنَّهَا رَأَتْ مَلَكًا وَإِذَا سَمِعْتُمْ نَهِيقَ الْحِمَارِ فَتَعَوَّذُوا بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ فَإِنَّهُ رَأَى شَيْطَانًا. Some people have problem with this. Should people have problem with this? We believe in all of this. There are some people who may, but this is from Alam al-Ghayb, and we trust Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for more, like the Jannah and the Hellfire. So, and the believer in al-Ghayb should not have any problem with this, inshallah. Tayyib. We were talking about seeking the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is that one of the ways by which we fortify ourselves against the shaytan. And under this we talked about a tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and number two, al-isti'adha, and number three, dua in general. Anytime you have a problem, you just supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. And there are many, the best of the du'as are those which are in the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because they are most comprehensive and they are based on true knowledge, because our source of knowledge is the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, ma'am. What do you want to ask?
Before you go to bed.
I'm sorry?
Before you go to sleep.
Yes.
Don't you say dua or something?
Yes, there are a lot of things that you can say before you sleep, okay? And one of them is to say the three surahs. قُلْ أَعُوذُ قُلْ وَاللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Okay, and the dua that you need to memorize, okay? That is اللهم عالم الغيب والشهادة فاطر السماوات والأرض رب كل شيء ومليكه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت. Ask your father inshallah to teach it for you. Okay. طيب. Now the third thing is ملازمة ذكر الله عز وجل. Remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very important. Being mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best immunization against the shaytan. Shaytan flees away from someone who is in remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَنِ نُقَيِّضْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ. Whoever abandons the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will designate a devil for him to be his companion. And there are different forms of dhikr. What is the best form of dhikr? Yes. Still, I need an answer. What is the best? Yes. Asma Allah al-Azma. The best form. Quran. There is something else. How about Salah? How about Salah?
Does it include all that?
It's include all of this. And this form of ibadah is most pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now what is the evidence? Listen to this ayah from the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, اُتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. What does it mean? This means اتلو ما أوحي من الكتاب. Here اتلو means follow whatever was revealed to you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ, and establish prayer. إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Indeed, salah forbids the person from evil and indecent actions. وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here there are many benefits for the prayer, and one of them is that it refines the character of the person. However, the fact that the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is included in the prayer, okay, is the greatest thing. So ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ, the remembrance of Allah that is in prayer is the best of everything that is in the prayer, because as some scholars say that it includes dhikrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the heart, by the tongue, and by the body. I mean, the different positions of the prayer is the ultimate expression for our servitude before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is without a doubt one of the best form, or the best form of dhikr. There are some scholars though who say that wala dhikrullahi akbar, here it's talking about dhikrullah outside of the Quran, that it is more than the prayer. But if you think about it, whatever the prayer itself include Quran and include al-adhkar ma'thura, so it include all those things that we are going to talk about. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said salah is one of the forms of dhikr, and it is one of the best means with which we can fortify ourselves against the shaytan. The evidence for this is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمِنُوا اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O you who believe, seek help by perseverance and prayer. Which means, by the means of prayer, you can face all problems and all challenges and all the troubles, whether they are worldly or otherwise. So, and without a doubt, yani this includes the evil and the whisper of the shaitan. So you can seek it as a protection for you from the shaitan. Remember the hadith also of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which he tells us what the shaitan does with us while we are sleeping. Shaitan tightened three knots upon us to make us sleep as long as possible. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, if you wake up and make mention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one knot will be loosened. And again, when you wake up and say لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير or أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله or الحمد لله الذي أحيانا بعدما أماتنا وإليه النشور, one knot will be loosened. And when you make wudu, the second knot will be loosened. And when you pray to rak'ah, all these knots will be loosened. So the whole effect of these knots will be nullified. And this shows also the importance of the prayer. So otherwise the person asbaha khabith al-nafsi kaslan, he will have a problem throughout the day. You feel lazy, cannot move, and all these things. Listen to this beautiful hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and again shows how we can protect ourselves by means of the prayer. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith that was recorded by Abu Dawood and Tirmidhi and others, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ibn Adam, salli li arba'a raka'ati min awwali nahari akfika akhirah. You pray four rak'ah. Just try this. Pray four rak'ahs in the beginning of the day. They pray four rak'ah like Salatul Duha. Instead of praying two, pray four. Just take care. Pray four rak'ah in the beginning of the day, and I will suffice you the end of this day. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, "Man salla subha fi jama'atin fahu fi zimmatillah." Whoever prays the Fajr prayer in jama'ah, in congregation, he will be under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is full protection, and he does not charge you any premium or anything. The only thing you need to do is do something that is most beneficial for you, and that is to pray Salatul Fajr in jama'ah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said also, اجعلوا من صلاتكم في بيوتكم ولا تتخذوها قبورا. Pray at home. Don't just pray in the masjid. Pray at home, and do not make your homes as graveyards. You know, in graveyards there are dead people, okay, people without souls, and it is a place where there is you cannot pray. قال الإمام النووي حث على النافلة في البيت لكونه أخف وأبعد عن الرياء وأصون من المحبطات، وليتبرك البيت بذلك وتتنزل فيه الرحمة والملائكة وينفر منه الشيطان. When there is a house in which people are praying and remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this drives the devil away. Now the second form of dhikr, what is the best after prayer? Is it the normal dhikr or the Quran? Quran. There is nothing better than the Quran because it is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, the Quran, if you read the Quran, it is a protection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَإِذَا ذَكَرْتَ رَبَّكَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ وَحْدَهُ وَلَّوْ عَلَىٰ أَدْبَارِهِمْ نُفُورًا. And he said, وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ حِجَابًا مَسْتُورًا. So when you read the Quran, this causes the devils to flee away, and this makes a barrier between you and them. And in general, it is a protection. However, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasized on certain portions of the Quran, which are what? Surah Al-Baqarah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Sure, Shaytan does not enter a home in which Surah Al-Baqarah is recited." The last two verses from Surah Al-Baqarah, Aman al-Rasul, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if you recite it in a night, this will suffice you. That said, he said this will suffice you. And the scholars would say that since it is open, it includes every type of protection, and it suffices the person from every evil, including the evil of the shaitan. And there is another hadith which mentions that for 3 nights, if you read it in a home, for 3 nights, the devils will not approach that home. This is how important these two ayat, last two ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah. And of course, Jazakallah khairan. May Allah bless you and lighten your path for you, inshallah. And most importantly is what? Ayatul Kursi. Ayatul Kursi is the greatest ayah in the Quran. And if you recite it after, before you sleep, Ismail, this is another thing we need to know about Ayatul Kursi. Do you memorize Ayatul Kursi? The whole of it?
Almost all of it.
No, you need to memorize it. So if you memorize it and say it before you sleep, Allah will designate a guard to protect you throughout the night from any devil. He said, لا يزال عليك من الله حافظ ولا يقربك شيطان حتى تصبح. حتى تصبح. This is what the promise that was endorsed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another portion of the Quran that's very important is, as I said, the three last surahs of the Quran. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ وَالْمُعَوَّذَتَانِ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ وَالْمُعَوَّذَتَيْنِ حِينَ تُمْسِي وَتُصْبِحْ ثَلَاثَ مَرَّاتْ تَكْفِيكَ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. This after you pray Salat al-Fajr, say قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ 3 times. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you say this after Salat al-Fajr, after Salat al-Maghrib, or Isha, or any time in the morning and in the evening, this will suffice you against everything. It is protection from every evil. And again, a hadith that I mentioned before, مَا تَعَوَّذَ مُتَعَوِّذٌ يَا عَبَّاسَ أَلَا أُخْبِرُكَ بِأَفْضَرَ مَا تَعَوَّذَ بِهِ مُتَعَوِّذُونَ قَالَ بَلَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ قَالَ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Now, the third thing that comes under dhikr is the adhkara, al-adhkara al-ma'thura. Especially, there are certain dhikr that are very simple and easy to say. Like, for example, Bismillah. You know, if you open If you come enter to your home and you say Bismillah, you keep the shaitan out of your home. If you eat and you say Bismillah, you prevent your shaitan from eating with you. If you drink and say Bismillah, you prevent your shaitan from drinking with you. If you made and say Bismillah, you prevent the shaitan to be with you. If you Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed us to cover the vessel or the cup of water that from which we drink, okay, and say Bismillah, because shaitan cannot open. Shaitan cannot open a closed door. If you close a door and say Bismillah, he cannot open. Okay, he cannot. If there is a vessel that is covered, he cannot uncover something that is covered, and you say upon it, Bismillah. So this is something simple. You need to say it, and you need to say it with the yaqeen, with deep conviction that Allah is the greatest, and therefore anything that is associated with His name, for with the intention to seek a blessing of this name, will be protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, إذا دخل الرجل بيته فذكر الله عند دخوله وعند طعامه قال الشيطان لا مبيت لكم ولا عشاء. If a person enters to his home and he remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he enters and when he eats, shaitan will say, there is no place for you to sleep and there is no supper. So it's up to you to either keep your shaitan well fed, well hydrated, well sheltered, or you keep him homeless and hungry and thirsty. And the weaker he is, the weaker his performance will be. He will, his effect and influence will be weaker upon him. Listen to this very interesting story. One of the Sahaba said that he said, one time we were eating with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you cannot imagine how the food was blessed in the beginning, and how the blessing was gone in the end. So he felt the blessing, the barakah in the food in the beginning, and he realized that the food that lacked the barakah in the end. And he asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how come we felt the blessing in the beginning and the lack of it in the end? And he said, because when we started eating, we said Bismillah, and then a person joined us in the end who did not say Bismillah, okay, and the shaitan started eating with us. See these simple things, if we do them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us. Qala Iblis, please complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He told Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Rabbi, kullu khalqika bayyanta rizqahu fafima rizqi. Qala fima lam yudhkar ismi alayhi. Okay, he came to complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and said, oh my Lord, you have clarified for every person the source, what is halal for them. So what is halal for me? What is the sustenance that's halal for me? He says, anything on which the name of Allah is not mentioned. So if you eat something without mentioning the name of Allah, the shaitan is with you and he will eat you. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, غَطُّ الْإِنَاءَ وَأَوْكُ السِّقَاءَ. You know, siqa is the container of water. You can just, it has strength, you string that you can tighten. وَأَغْلِقُ الْأَبْوَابَ وَأَطْفِئُ السِّرَاجَ فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَا يَحِلُّ سِقَاءً وَلَا يَفْتَحُ بَابًا وَلَا يَكْشِفُ إِنَاءً فَإِنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ أَحَدُكُمْ إِلَّا أَنْ يَعْرِضَ عَلَى إِنَاءِهِ عُودًا وَيَذْكُرَ اسْمَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ فَلْيَفْعَلْ. So Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, cover your water containers, but even if you don't find anything to cover them, put a stick and say Bismillah. This will prevent the shaitan from drinking from your container. You have to. So these are very simple things. Okay, when you ride, you start driving your car, you say Bismillah, because this will protect you inshallah from the shaitan. I will conclude by this, and this is very interesting. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and this is a dua that you must learn, you have to learn this dua, and it is very simple, and it is under the basmala, and we are talking about one just form of dhikr. Okay, basmala, to say bismillah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, man qala bismillah alladhi la yadurru ma ismihi shay'un fil ardi wala fis samaa'i wa huwa as-sami'u al-'aliim thalath marrat lam tusibhu faj'atan bala'un hatta yusbih, wa man qalaha hina yusbih thalath marrat lam tusibhu faj'atu bala'in hatta yumsi. Just say bismillah alladhi la yadurru ma ismihi shay'un fil ardi wala fis samaa'i, three times, say it after fajr. How long would it take? بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم. 5 seconds. That's 15 seconds. If you say it in the morning, knowing that Allah is السميع العليم, all hearing and all knowing, and that there is nothing that's greater than the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the end, Allah's glory is limitless, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very great, and His greatness is beyond our imagination and comprehension. If you know this, and you know that He hears you immediately, and He has the ability to immediately intervene in any for and come to your rescue immediately without anything that can prevent Him from doing so. So if you say this in the morning, Bismillah alladhi la yadurru wa ma ismi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis samaa'i wa huwa as-sami'ul 'aliim, three times, Allah will protect you throughout the day from any calamity, sudden calamity that will strike you. That's it. And there is another narration which states, whoever said this, he will not be harmed by anything during that day. By anything. This is even greater. You see, Abban ibn Uthman, the son of Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, who narrated this hadith, narrated also this hadith from his father. And one time he asabahu falish. Falish, what is falish?
Paralysis.
Okay. Stroke. Okay. That's easy. Okay. May Allah make your life easy, inshallah. He was hit by a stroke, and people looked at him. You are teaching us this dua, and you are saying that if you say it, that you will be protected throughout the day. And he said that my father never lied against the Prophet ﷺ, and the Prophet said the truth. During that day in which the stroke was, I was struck by this stroke, I got angry and I forgot to mention this dua. So he was saying this every day. He said, لِيَجْرِيَ قَدْرُ اللَّهِ, so that قَدْرُ اللَّهِ will come to pass. That's it. Allah decreed. So, but again, this is a protection. Is it protection? Wallahi, ya ikhwan. Wallahi. If you start saying this adhkar, okay, you will realize, you will see the benefit by your own eyes. Wallahi. You feel security. And I told you one time that one time, and I have no doubt that it is because of one of these adhkar. That one time, I in the middle of an icy highway, that was in a rush hour, okay? And you have, the car just turned, 3 times, okay? 360, and the car went up and went into the ditch. Okay, and just subhanallah, Allah decreed that there was just a gap. You know how waves of cars sometimes comes and there is just some space in between. This is when this happened 3 times, and I came with very, very like in a protected area, just very protected from every side. It was very horrible, and it was definite then, but alhamdulillah, peaceful. And there is no doubt in my mind that this was because of one of these adhkar. Yes,
Two questions here. What's the most harmful situation that you
vulnerable to shaitan.
When he is farthest from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he is heedless, okay, that's it. Listen, and therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Al-Khannas, Al-Waswas Al-Khannas. Waswas, when one is heedless. Al-Khannas, when he retreats, he goes away. Okay? So that's it for today, inshaAllah. وسبحانك اللهم بحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. If there is anybody who is willing to transcribe this, we can edit it and make it available, inshallah, so that everybody will benefit from it, inshallah. Because these are practical things; you need to memorize them. Okay, see them, memorize them, and apply them, inshallah.